Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We are back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows. It's an incredible blessing for me, ladies and gentlemen, to be able to do this every day, to talk to small business owners about my heroes, the people that I admire more than anybody in the world, and to be able to talk to them about things that are important to their small business, and to be able to introduce them to smart people like Annabelle Dodd and other members of our Brain Trust. These people are out there. They're on the cutting edge, they're on the cutting edge, not the bleeding edge. They're on the leading edge, folks. They're just back of the bleeding edge. They're trying to make money, not lose money. But these are people who are all pushing the envelope. They're all out there looking for ways to come up with new ideas to bring back to you, to give you some of the freshest best practices and the freshest information about what's going on out there. And Annabelle Dodd is a classic example of that, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, which, as I told you before, is the Bible on telecommunications. Something under 1 million copies sold, and she's our friend. Annabelle Dodd, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the introduction, Jim.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I was correct on the number right there, something under 1 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing.
And it's the fourth edition that's out right now, right?
No, I'm working on the fourth edition.
Oh, that's
the third
what it
edition.
Is. I knew it existed. It just isn't in stores yet.
Well, it's far from the stores. I really just started it the fourth edition about a month ago.
Well, you didn't have to tell us all that. You could have left a little mystery out there.
It's almost in the stores, Jim.
So the third edition, folks, if you're at the store and you're looking for this book and you see the third edition, you've got the current one. Annabelle, yeah. Let's talk about, first thing I want you to talk to us about is give us an update on number portability. Tell us what it is and tell us where it is.
Okay. Local number portability means that if you've got a wireless cell phone and you want to change to another carrier, if you want to go from Verizon to Singular, you get to keep your number. You don't have to change your phone number.
Right.
But it also means that if you've got like a home phone, traditional regular landline phone,
right.
You can, and you want, you don't need, you think, oh, all I need is a cell phone, you can keep your number and use it with your cell phone.
What? You mean people can, you can transfer that number to your cell phone?
Yeah, and you know, the FCC came out with statistics yesterday that were published in the Wall Street Journal this morning.
Yeah.
And in March and April, each month, 49,000 people switched their landline home phones to wireless phones.
Wow.
And since local number portability on wireless, 2 million people have switched. And I could tell you a story about my daughter.
Okay.
She had one carrier, I shouldn't say who it was, and she wanted another one. And she lives in New York City, and she didn't have good coverage. So about 2 months ago, she switched, and it went real smoothly. It's when local number portability first was happening in November, there were a couple thousand complaints a month. It was really chaos, but it's much better now. It's going, they figured out how to do it.
Right. Well, this is very interesting. So whether you have cell phone and you're going from one carrier to the other, you can take your number with you. If you have a landline number that you've had for 100 years and you want to make it your cell number, you can do that.
Yeah. So it's really shaking up it hasn't really shaken up the industry yet, but it has a huge potential to shake up the industry.
But that's one of the reasons why a lot of people haven't migrated to sell only, because they've got this almost a legacy kind of a phone number that you know, all their old girlfriends or all their old boyfriends know, and they don't want to give it up.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, you know, the people that are switching are like young people they're in their 20s.
Yep.
And they move from apartment to apartment, and no one can keep track of their phone number, so they just say, okay, what do I need it for?
Right. Just yeah, and if they move across town, it's a different prefix, And so they lose that old number, and the telephone company won't give it, let them have that old number or something like that. And
right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I probably told this story. You probably maybe have heard me say this story before, Annabelle, but it's one of the best stories on me. And that was the first time I ever got, you know, we're talking about going to totally wireless at home. The first time I ever, bought a portable phone, for a week, I stood within 6 feet of the base.
How come?
I was,
you didn't trust it?
No, I know, because I was still used to being hooked up by a line.
You know,
after
I can't
100
imagine.
Years.
People just assume that, a lot of people, that if you're in your house, you're not hooked to that line.
Yeah.
And you see the old movies, you know, there's one telephone in the house. They only had one phone in the hall.
Downstairs in the little alcove there.
Yeah, right.
I remember
that. And everyone
that.
Could hear your conversation.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I remember those days, no question about it. What about the cell phone numbers in phone books, Annabelle? Where are we on that?
Well, there are some. See, most people don't want to give out their cell phone number because they paid it. You know, you only get a. I'm sorry?
I don't want mine listed.
Yeah, there are some people. There are some companies that are starting to give you the choice of listing your phone number. If that's your only, you know what? I don't know the answer to that, Jim. I mean,
well, I'd heard though that they were going to start that sometime in the next year or so. They were going to start publishing books with cell phone numbers in it. So here was my question, and I don't know if you can answer this or not. My question is, am I going to have to pay to be in the book or to pay to stay out of the book? It sounded like it's going to cost me some money, because knowing these guys, these publishers of those books, you know, they're going to say, "Look, we got your number. We're going to put it in here unless you pay us to leave it out."
Somehow I don't think they can do that, but I could be wrong.
I have to pay if my home number is not unlisted, but if I wanted it to be, I'd have to pay for it to be unlisted.
Yeah, but that's your home phone.
Yeah. But what if my cell phone is my home number? You see what I mean? I'm skeptical about what it, I still am not convinced that it's not going to cost me some money to keep my cell phone out of a phone book.
Jim, you brought up a good point, and I'm going to cover it in my book.
Good for you. See, I am
I think
useful.
That's really an interesting question.
See,
I'm
folks, I am
to
useful
you.
Sometimes.
Very useful.
I'm like Thomas. I'm a very useful engine, as my grandson would say. Hey, Annabelle, hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk to Annabelle about another very exciting technology, voice over IP. Voice over internet protocol, voice over your internet wire. You know, just about the time you go to the cell phone at home, you know, then maybe you can just forget that and go right to voice over IP. We're going to get Annabelle to explain what that is and how it works, how much it costs, and how what does it take for you to do it right now. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with Annabelle Dodd. And the book is called The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, 3rd edition. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're visiting with our good friend Annabelle Dodd. And the name of the book, folks, is Annabelle Z, initial Z, Dodd, D-O-D-D, A-N-N-A-B-E-L is the first name, and then Dodd is the last name. If you're typing that into any of the search engines, if you're asking for her book at your local bookstore, check that out when you get a chance. And she's the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, 3rd edition. Annabelle, give us your website, please.
www.dodonline.com.
I love that website, dodonline.com. And what will we find when we get there?
Well, you'll find the usual, you know, hype about the person it's about.
But it's cool hype, folks.
Yeah. It's not too boring. Yeah. And it's got the newsletters are nice. The newsletters, I've got quite a few newsletters that explain technology in everyday terms. And got information about my book and information about what I do.
All right. Check that out at dodonline.com. Annabelle, talk to us about voice over IP. First, tell us what it is, and then tell us how it's going to be available, and then we'll talk about how it's going to impact our life.
Voice over IP, as you mentioned, stands for Voice Over Internet Protocol. And essentially what it does is it treats voice like data and carries voice on data networks in packets that are essentially packaging. It converts your voice from a voice to the data format and puts it. Packets are just like envelopes, a way to group data. And if you have a cable modem or a DSL modem in your home, if you select voice over IP, your voice travels over your cable line or your DSL line.
So you would hook up a headset or something like that to the speaker portal on your computer, and
There's two ways to do it. One way is to actually use your computer as your phone, and you can hook up a headset and use your speakers on your computer.
Right.
Another way is to buy a special voice over IP telephone or a special device that you hook your phone into, and that plugs into your cable modem or ESL router modem.
Huh.
And some of them, the problem with the industry now is if there's a lot of data on the DSL or the cable modem, your voice can sound a little bit choppy.
Right.
So the
quality is not consistent right now.
It's not consistent, but a lot of people use it as their second line or the line for their kids. Or if some people just rely mostly on email and cell phones.
Right.
They're not as concerned about quality on their voice calls or the fact that they might lose voice service in an electrical outage.
So we talked about the hardware. What about the software? You got to be able to do this from a program standpoint, and there's software, right, that you got to buy.
If you're using your computer as your whoever is your provider, and most of the phone companies are getting into the business, and I never know if it's pronounced Vonage or Vonage, and Skype, those kind of those are the two most popular voice over IP carriers. You'll go to their website and download some software, and they'll mail you the hardware. If you're not going to use your computer as your phone, they'll mail you a device that will convert your voice into packets and plug into your modem.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, how do you see this? Well, basically, before we go and talk about the future, where it is right now is it's kind of an immature product, and it's not reliable. The quality's not the best. It's just an option that you got, and it's a pretty esoteric option right now, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of publicity about it, there's articles every week, but if you look at the numbers of people using it, it's still pretty low.
Right, and it's not just the technology. I mean, it's really kind of out of the cultural norm that we're used to. It's like me being tied to my forgetting that I'm not tied to the base anymore. You know, when I bought my portable phone, it took me a few days to get to where I would walk away from it, you know, because I was so used to that. The culture, the experience of years and years had made me do that. So this is quite a bit different, but I got about a minute left, Annabelle. What's the future of voice over IP?
Well, I think it's going to get better and better, and it's the phone companies themselves, as the Verizons and the Quest and the Bell South start offering it, they're going to get better and better at it, and the quality will get better. But, I mean, a big stumbling block is if you have five or six phones in your house, you have to figure out how to wire all your phones so that they're wired into your voice over IP device.
Right.
So it's really shaking up the industry. At some point, it will have a huge impact and hurt the telephone companies.
Really?
Yeah.
Year? Yeah, give us a year. 5 years, 10 years?
A couple of years. Yeah.
2 or 3 years, you think it'll shake up the telephone industry in 3 years?
It's going to go fast.
Wow. How about that, folks? That's something worth watching for. Hey, Annabelle. Well, and folks, you heard it here first, by the way. Annabelle Dodd, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Thanks, Annabelle. Good job today.
Okay, thank you.
We'll see you next time. Annabelle Dodd, ladies and gentlemen, The Essential Guide to Telecommunications is her book. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Ivan Meisner. We're going to talk about how to master success. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. And did I say it's 29 after? If I didn't, it is.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.